is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weichert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. We've been here all season long, and we're going to be here for the entire playoff run. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is brought to us by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Wickert's Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. And now, let's give a warm welcome to the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, here's Brandon Derrick.
I hope we're here the whole playoff season.
And hopefully the bugs go away, too.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be nice.
Congratulations. You have done something that will go in the record books for the first time ever. You are the two AAA region champions. Congratulations, coach, and congratulations to the team.
Well, you know, for the kids, and they done a great job. They went out and they executed. That was our objective. That was our first one. I told them the other night, that was our checklist. You know, that's the first thing to do is be the region champs, and they did a great job of going out and executing, and they deserve it. It's a good group of kids, very young group, but they're very, very good, and we got some great seniors that have led them to this, and so, you know, we're the two AAA region champs for the first time in school history. You know, I think it's our fifth year of football, so we're a young program, and we're kind of on the rise right now, and I feel like our kids have done a great job.
Add to that, you're the number one seed going into the playoffs. You got the help you wanted. Bullock went down. Pinewood got the win. How did it feel to get the news that it happened the way you wanted?
Well, the phones were pretty busy all night that night. It was pretty funny. I was getting texts by everybody and was checking the vent and was watching the internet and phone calls were coming in and everybody's giving me a play-by-play. And you got four coaches that's texting you, and then you got about six parents texting you, and I got other people calling me. And you know, it wasn't like we woke up the next morning and realized we'd won. We kind of knew right when it happened that we'd won the region championship. And Pinewood's a good football team. Bullock's a good football team. I feel pretty good about our region in the playoffs. I feel like there's a chance our region could sweep the other region. And it's a good football region. It's very tough, very physical football region from week to week. Once you get into region play and into the region games, you have to be ready. And I thought our kids did a great job. You know, we had that one loss, but that was – I think that was kind of contributed to the short notice, and we had to travel to Bullock and go play on a Wednesday night. We didn't find out we were going to play until 11:30 that morning. We got on the bus and kicked off at 7 o'clock. We lost 8 to 7, so kind of put us in a bad situation. But overall, you know, I felt like our kids did a great job all season long. And you know, I felt like we should have been 9-0, but at the end, 8-1 is pretty good. Now we're right where we wanted to be in that region 1 spot, and I think we got a good chance.
Well, you lost the one game, and you only lost by 1 point. I mean, you put the asterisk by that because of the hurricane and everything else. Really, you do come out with that perfect season. It's just an amazing year.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I thought our kids have done an outstanding job every week preparing for week to week, and they do a good job. I mean, I have to thank my coaching staff and the kids, the way they go about their business. And I really feel like this week, you know, we had that open week last week, and this week we've come into practice, and I talked to the kids on Monday. You know, I taught them all week. Big week, you know, big week, good week. You're in the playoffs. It's a big week every week once you stay in the playoffs, and you got to be good every day. So our mantra's kind of been a little bit different. Big week, good week is what we've been saying. That's all I've been – they're probably tired of hearing me say it, but that's what I say all the time in practice. Big week, good week. So I feel like they've done a good job this week.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You guys wind down 8-1, region 3-1. And I know you don't always like the stat, but it does say something about the overall aspect of your program this year and where you've come in those 5 years. In the state, you are ranked number 164.
Yeah, that's behind all those 7A schools, 6A schools, 5A schools, 4A schools, all of those in the state. That's the public school systems, too, that we're ranked against. That's a high achievement. I think we're the second highest ranked team in GISA right now behind John Millage. So it don't mean anything, but at the same time, it means something a little bit. Kind of warms your heart, makes you feel good about where you're going every now and then, and kind of reminds you why you do it and what you're looking for. But, you know, at the same time, the game, I think our kids do a great job, not only just playing football, but being great students and being great kids in the community and going out and kind of resembling what we want them to and portraying that image of what we are and what we're all about. The kids do a good job of that.
How did the athletes come back on the field after that break, after knowing there was going to be playoffs, one-and-done type deal that you and I talked about? How did they really come back in and hit the field this week emotionally, mentally? Just where are they at, do you think, right now?
They're pretty focused. I think Monday we had a bunch of chatty Cathys. You know, everybody's all giddy a little bit. We went in, had a little conversation about our conversations that we're having on the practice field, and I thought yesterday and today really, really focused, really dialed in group of kids that, you know, that's what I wanted. I want them focused and dialed in, and I'd have to say the last 2 days' practice has been pretty spot on. They've done a really good job. I feel pretty confident going out there Friday night with this bunch at any point in time.
Bethlehem Christian Academy, BCA, the Knights are coming to town to take on the Knights. Overall, they're 4-7. They're 2-3 in the region. And what do you know? Because, again, it's one of those mystery teams finding stats and videos and stuff that I'm having a hard time. You must be having a hard time.
For the last week, our open week before the playoffs, all we did was watch highlight clips on about three different teams in the region trying to figure out who we were going to play and so we could have something to work against in practice. And then we got the film on Saturday. You get two game films on them. So we swapped two game films. And, you know, a little bit of a mystery. They're going to run a lot of sweep reads. Quarterback's going to run like they're going to run like the Auburn-looking offense. I don't think they're nearly as athletic as some of the teams that we went against and our athleticism. We're going to use our speed and our ability and our strength and our physicality to go out and try to dictate the football game. And, you know, I feel like our defense has been – defense pretty been locked in all year. I think we're giving up 6.5 points a game or 7 points a game. And offense has been averaging 32 or 33 points a game. So, you know, with that being said, I pretty much told the kids today that the goal is if we don't turn the football over, we don't lose. And if the defense keeps creating turnovers, we're going to win. And that's what it's going to be. And for 4 weeks, that's kind of got to be the focus. Don't turn the ball over. Play defense. And you're going to end up winning what we came here for. And so far, I felt like today in practice, I thought the kids were dialed in and that they're really focused. I didn't see a lot of confusion about anybody out there running around on defense or offense. Everybody's kind of locked in, knows what they got, their assignment. So we're pretty excited about it.
We've got a lot more to come back and talk more about the playoffs and all the plans ahead for this weekend. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, we'll pause for a word from our sponsors and be right back for more.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with the head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location to Catch 228 out here on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Talking about the playoff game, the number one game coming up this weekend, the first round game. And BCA, Bethlehem Christian Academy, coming to town. Interesting enough, when they are scoring this year, some comparison, they have scored about 243 points. They've given up 218 on the season. You guys have scored 292 points and only given up 75 points total on the season. There's a disparity on how much your teams are giving away here.
We play defense. We're going to play tough defense, and offense is going to be opportunistic. And this year, like I said, our turnover margin, as we talked about before, you know, we're about a plus 11 right now in turnover margin. So if you can stay at a plus 10 or better, most of the time you're going to win 90% of your games. And honestly, it's probably where we're at right now, winning about 90% of our games. And it's kind of been the focus. I talked about that a little bit earlier. If you don't turn the football over, if we do not turn the football over in the four rounds of playoffs and play defense the way we're capable of playing defense, we're going to win the state championship. And so that's kind of our goal, you know, go play every play wide open and play very well. So don't turn the ball over.
Last week we talked about how would you scout against your own team. National averages, you guys are three times greater in rushing, passing, total yards per game, and points per game by key players. You guys are blowing away national averages by three times more. Again, what do you do when you're the opposing coach and you start reading that and understanding this team is loaded, your team is loaded?
Well, you know, for us, you know, we don't look at that stat a whole lot, but, you know, as opposing team, I want to put pressure on the opposing team in all facets of the game. You know, you're not going to look out there and just be able to take one thing away from us. We're going to take the outside run away and they can't do anything. Or we're going to take the inside run on the game away and they can't do anything. They don't have the speed to do it. Whatever you do, we're going to try to find an answer to put you in a bad situation. We got kids where we can match up against you and beat you, and that's kind of what we're going to do. Coach Cannon does a great job offensively finding those mismatches, and we execute a lot of the times. And so for us, it's just finding that mismatch and finding that guy that we're going to pick on. As I hate to say it that way, but we're going to find where your weakest link is, and you got about 2 series to try to figure it out yourself. If not, we're going to be coming at you. So offensively, that's kind of what we do. Defensively, we're going to try to mix it up with you, give you some different looks, and bring different pressures from different areas, and let our speed play the game and run you down. And defensively, it's worked pretty well this year. Coach Burkett's done a good job designing the defense and going in there and making sure that our speed is utilized in every facet of the game.
You talked about the running game. The running back, the key guy, is Tanner Schwabel, sophomore, 5'11", 170 pounds. Early this year, he had a game of 10 carries, and it was 85 yards plus a touchdown. He has potential to be a big key weapon in the backfield, and you talked about that running game. Are you keen in isolating on him or more looking at the scheme?
Oh, we're going to know where number four is at. Yeah, you know, we've talked about that already. We know that if we slow four down, their offense is going to be hindered. And so, but the overall scheme is what we kind of worry about at the end of the day. But we're going to find number four on the field, and we're going to know where he's at because they move him around. to try to dictate a few things in certain formations that they line up in, dictate what they're going to do and what plays they're going to run and who we read. And so for us, sometimes it's formation, sometimes we look at who's where, at quarterback or wide receiver or what spot are they. So it's a little bit different. You know, we do a lot of film. We break down film for hours and hours and hours, you know. And so for me, it's kind of, they kind of make fun of me, but I can actually tell you what play most of these guys are running on what clip. And so we do everything according to clips. And sometimes they're like, man, how do you know what clip it is? But, you know, you kind of watch 19 hours of game film, you kind of go, kind of remember everything. So there's tendencies and things that we try to pick up on, and I think we've done a good job.
You're listening to the Brandon and Derek Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Other key players, their quarterback is Toscano, a senior, 6 foot even, tall individual. Not a lot of great numbers from what I've seen, but again, he will be the one calling it out, setting it all up. What's your plan to attack the quarterback?
We're going to try to make him move a little bit in the pocket. We're not going to let him sit and be still. He doesn't like to run a whole lot. He likes, if he can stand still, he can throw a pretty good ball. But he, if he's on the move, he struggles a little bit trying to throw the football. So you're going to see, you know, our defense kind of been zoned in to do a few things gap-wise up front. And we're going to take that sweep read away from him. And then at the same time, we're going to put pressure on him throwing the ball. And if he's trying to sit back there and throw the football, we're going to be chasing after him pretty hard. I think our front line and our linebackers do a pretty good job of mixing it up and pressuring the quarterback.
They are coming in off a loss, 20-14. They lost, and you have home field advantage. And you guys have done extremely well at home. They have not done well on the road. How much does home field advantage really play into this type of a matchup in the first round?
It's huge. They got five. They have a 5.5-hour bus ride. That's a long way to ride a bus and then get off and have to play a football team. So for us, it's big. We want to be at home. We want to have our normal day, go eat our pregame meal, hang out in our own locker room, and then come out in front of our friendly confines of our crowd and go play. And so that was been our goal all year, was to be at home and make sure that we get to go out and play in front of our fans on Friday night. And so it's been huge. I think when you have to travel, you know, it puts a added pressure on teams. Sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time that home field advantage plays a huge role for you.
How is the field condition right now at home with all the tree trimming and all the stuff going on out here on the island? How's the field looking right now?
It's about what it was like when we played the last game. It's in pretty rough shape, but overall, you know, we've overseeded it. Hopefully we'll have ryegrass here coming in pretty soon. But, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. The Mole Creek is about to eat the field up, but the conditions are pretty solid. But I think we'll be okay. It's going to be a good atmosphere. We've got a lot of people going to be there. I think it's going to be a fun week. It's Georgia-Florida weekend. We've got a lot of people down visiting, and it's going to be a great football game on Friday night. So first round of the playoffs, and it's going to be exciting for everybody.
I was wondering if you're going to drop that in somehow.
Hey, that's right. Come on out. The party started early on Friday night at our field.
Well, we're going to come right back on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right back for more and talking about that first round playoff game this coming Friday.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica, 912-634-1691, or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Catch 228. And this segment is brought to you by Wickets Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. Back to the game, Friday night, 7:30, and it'll be under the lights, tailgating well before that then.
Oh yeah, tailgate will start about 6 o'clock, and they do a fantastic job tailgating.
What's in the menu? Do you know what's in the menu?
I think fried shrimp, sliders, you name it, all kinds of stuff. They do a big time. They got a big time tailgating party that goes on. Trey Brunson and them set it up. Mark Mercer, it's a big time show over there.
Looking back at their defensive situation for BCA, Matthew Cam and Clayton Hopkins, both juniors, both around 5'8", 5'9". They're linebackers. It looked like they show themselves pretty well at times. What's your offensive scheme for you guys to shut down their offensive and especially the linebacker core?
Well, for us, we're going to try to find out what front they're in. Sometimes they get in a three-man front, sometimes they're in a four-man front. We're going to identify if they got two high safeties or they're playing one safety in the middle of the field. And if they're playing two high safeties over our inside slot guys and are 12 yards off the ball, they're going to have a tough time catching us because we're going to hit the quick pop route and go play football. And see if their guy's fast enough to catch our guy, we're going to play personnel things. And other than that, if they drop a guy out to go too high safety, they have a three-man front, so we're probably going to run the football up inside and do some things there with our skill kids, our running backs that they like to slam it up in there every now and then and hand sweep them when they get them all inside. I feel like our speed on the edge and the perimeter, we have a little bit of an advantage right there, and I feel like our offensive line, you know, they're kind of limited. They got a little bit of a smaller lineup on the roster, and then they got 22 kids. We're going to have at least, you know, our 31's going to be healthy. But we've done a very good job of figuring out a way to roll people in and out and keep our guys kind of fresh. And our pace of our offense wears people down, as you've seen this year. We're pretty fast. We like to play fast, and we like to get those guys up there and make them take a lot of snaps. And so for us, we're going to try to make the pace of the game really fast and not let it slow down. So hopefully we can wear them down by the third quarter and they're not coming off the ball as much as they were in the first half.
One of the other things that you guys have done effectively is your running backs especially, and sometimes the receiver corps, but most of the running backs, they will take somebody on, mano a mano, hit for hit. Your guys are very physical. We talked about defense being physical, but your backs are extremely physical. Did you know that coming in this year, or was that a bonus for you?
I think we have become more physical because of practice, and we talked about that last couple weeks. When you're as small as we are and you got 31 kids, you look over there, most of the time you're ones versus ones at times, and you're mixing and mingling. Like our linebacker core is going against our starting running backs, so you have to be physical every day or you're going to get killed by somebody. So you either get physical or get hurt, and so our kids have kind of just adopted, let's just be physical all the time, and I felt like they've done a great job as the seasons went along being very physical. We don't go in full pads but once a week. Everything else is in the shoulder pads and helmet. We try to limit people getting hit on the knees and things like that, but in the game, you know, we play very physical, and if we weren't physical, we'd be going a little bit more full pads, but I've kind of toned it down in my older age a little bit about going out there and beating each other up day in and day out. So it's been a little bit better this year.
Last time we got together, we were talking about the packages, the schemes you run. We saw two trick plays early on, and you said those were packages, that you intentionally inserted a package and rotated a package out. How much of that type of rotation are we going to see this week where different packages will have key elements at key moments that you've predestined, kind of?
Oh, get there early. Be there early. We got all kinds of packages. You know, it's something that we always do. We look at our personnel groups. Where do we have you outmatched? Where do we see things? So we create the package. We have certain packages for certain parts on the field, and we have packages for what we think we can hit you big on and where we can execute and attack certain people. And so our packages are set up that way. And like I said, be there early.
When it comes to your defense, you guys have done extremely well inside the 20s and not let them in. You guys have shut down the red zone. On the flip side, you guys have found a way to blow through their red zone defense. What's the difference in philosophy or mentality? What's going on with your defense versus your offense and why that's happening?
Defensively, the length of the field shortens down. So our defensive backs are long, lanky, and make very good plays. So it's hard to throw over the top on us at any point in time in the red zone area. So you can pack more people in the box, and we can go man-to-man, and we get 9 men in the box. Where oftentimes we play with 9 men in the box. Patrick Brunson's down in there at 7 yards most of the time, and he's our free safety. So it's not like we keep a guy standing back there 15 yards away saying, oh, he's going to break the line of scrimmage. No, we're trying to get you tackled inside the first 2 yards. So we pack the line of scrimmage a lot with our guys, even in the red zone. Offensively, I think it's just the packages that we run. Sometimes we spread you out and execute inside the 20 if we see certain things, and then we have our Wildcat package that we run in there, and then we have certain packages for Jalen. He goes in there and plays quarterback, and we've done sweep reads and things like that. So we've kind of got these guys where we run certain things with them, and we execute really well against certain fronts.
When it comes to that checklist that you had mentioned earlier in the broadcast today, and you mentioned throughout the year, you got the number one seed. You're the champions. What are the new benchmarks that you're challenging them besides get the crown, but take it one game at a time, because I know the March of the Mercer is going to be one game at a time.
Right.
But what are those other benchmarks that you're inserting to say, guys, here's what we're shooting for?
We started out the season, and you know, you start out the season and you have a feeling as a coaching staff, and I felt if we matured like I thought we could, and we continued, I even said it on the radio show numerous times, I didn't want to hit our stride on game 5. And I feel like our kids are starting to hit their stride right now. And they're zoning in, they're getting dialed in on what we're trying to do. And so, you know, you look at your check marks, you know, you want to have that winning season, you want to win that region championship. Same time, you want to win round 1, check. You want to win round 2, round 3, and then you can go play at Mercer. But you have to win round 1 before you can go play in round 2. And I think that's something we learned last year when we were very, very young. And so for us, our next check marks win round 1.
The other game going on in your immediate bracket, Augusta Prep taking on Deerfield. Who do you see coming out of that one, maybe?
I haven't seen Augusta Prep play any. I've seen Deerfield play against Pinewood at one time. I really don't know. But, you know, if we win round 1, we'll play whoever shows up in round 2. And we'll be ready to play them. And you know, for us, it's just it's going to be exciting. We plan on playing all 3 rounds, but it's a toss-up. You look at both of them, it's everything that I look at projection-wise. One might have Augusta Prep winning one, and one might have Deerfield winning the other one. So for us, we're not looking ahead to see who that is. We're going to take care of Bethlehem Christian on Friday night, and then we'll check that box, and then we'll get to round 2, and then whoever they send us, then we'll go play them.
We talked earlier this season when you guys were on the perfect run and the target was getting bigger and bigger. You could feel it, you could see it, you could sense it. The target now is definitely square on Frederica. Everyone is talking about you, from media, the parents, the coaches. What's it like to enter the playoffs being the team in the playoffs right now that everyone wants to come after you? How the team handling it?
We go about our business. We go in the locker room, we talk about us and what we got to do to win the next week. We don't really worry about targets, you know. Right now, I feel like our kids have done a great job just staying focused, you know. And if we're everybody's talking, that's where we want to be. If everybody's worried about us, great, you know. Then we're doing something right. And that's what I've said since I've come here at Frederica. If they're talking about us, then we're getting out there. The media is loving us, and if everybody wants to talk about us, then that means more people want to come see us, and eventually that's going to bring more people to the school, and that's kind of what we want to do. So If that target's squarely on Frederica, then we're just excited that we have a target on us and nobody's forgot about us.
Final thoughts as you go into the first round this weekend at home, 7:30 kickoff.
Be there early. You know, we're gonna try to start the fireworks early on, and you know, I think we're gonna go out and play hard. I think our kids are dialed in and they're focused on what they're out to do. Our first check in the box is gonna be let's win round one, and then we'll worry about round two when it gets here.
And will the coach dance a victory dance like I saw earlier this year?
I don't know if I'll dance or not. It's you win from week to week. Pressure gets a little bit more and more. So you know, but you probably will see a fist pump and hands go in there. That'd be one more that we got. You know, when you get to coaching, you start thinking about it. It's pretty realistic. Coach Cannon told me the other day. He texted me and he said, "Hey, as soon as we get that trophy, take a picture of it." He said, "I've been coaching for 14 years and this is the first region championship that I've ever won." So you know, for coaches, sometimes those things elude you for a long time, so that first playoff game might be a big one for some of us too in our ranks. So, you know, you'll get the fist pump and the hands in there, I'm pretty sure.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll see you Friday night at the stadium. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, the head coach on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out. Join us next week again at Catch 228 on St. Simon. We'll be here at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Till then, I'm Rich Bontrager. We'll see you Friday night out at the stadium, 7:30, but come early. Have a great night.